News Talk 1620 WTAW. A few minutes of visiting about the Brazos County Relay for Life that's coming up on May 4th and 5th, visiting with Samantha Young. And Samantha, in addition to the relay itself, before that happens, so we have a crawfish boil we want to talk about.
April 22nd, we are having a crawfish boil out at Lake Bryan's Ice House. It's going to be from 2 to 6 o'clock. We're having live crawfish for $5.95 a pound with all the good fixings and live entertainment, as well as a raffle. There'll be free chips and salsa from Los Cucos, and Spoon's Frozen Yogurt's going to be out there as well.
You sent me in the initial email that you did the crawfish boil last year for your team, and it was so successful that you wanted to put it out for the entire organization.
We decided this year that I'm on the sponsorship committee, and that's my team. And as a whole, we really wanted to support the entire organization to help fight back against cancer. So this is a great way for everybody to have a good time, enjoy family time, and also helping a good cause.
I want to talk a little bit more about the relay itself, and I'm guessing there is still time to get involved?
Yes, there is, actually. We're still looking for teams or anybody who wants to donate items. We need stuff like for lighting, because it's going to be out at the Coulter Airfield the 4th and 5th of May. Any water, any types of anything like that. Cash donations to help just fund the entire event, and anything that anybody can do to help, they can just check out the website. We're on Facebook.
Let's talk a little bit for those who may not be aware of what Relay for Life is.
Relay for Life is funded by the American Cancer Society, and it's a group, a community-wide group that gets together. This is actually our 17th year to do it, and we have a big event after all the teams get together, do fundraising, and on the day of the event, they all get together. We have themes, people dress up their little tent areas, the campsites, and we walk all night because cancer doesn't sleep, so neither are we. So for 12 hours, we stay up from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. the next day, and there's events out there. We have entertainment. People are selling stuff to help raise money, like the last little bit. We have people walking. We sell what's called Luminaria, which people can buy for $5 in honor of or in memory of somebody who battled cancer. So it's a lot of fun, and it's really touching.
Most, if not all, those who participate have someone in their lives, if it's not themselves individually, who are cancer survivors.
Yes, and we actually have survivors come out there, too, and they do the first walk, which is really amazing to see as well. And it's just amazing to hear all the stories of how people get involved. Either they know somebody or they battled it, and this is just really great because I know that pretty much everybody can relate to hearing that they have cancer or somebody they know has cancer.
Visiting with Samantha Young, Brazos County Relay for Life. Let's remind listeners again about what's happening on Sunday.
It's 2 to 6 o'clock out at Lakeside Ice House in Lake Bryan. It's free to go to the Lakeside Ice House, so you don't have to pay to get in. And there's going to be live entertainment starting at 2 o'clock. Spoons comes out at 3, crawfish for $5.95 a pound, and then there's going to be a raffle. We have tons of awesome items from, we have Independence Harley Davidson, who donated stuff, You Painted, Arctic Wolf Ice Skating, Fossil donated a watch. We have a one-year membership from Piranha Fitness Studio, which is awesome. Wings and More donated some gift cards. So we're definitely want to have people come out and support the fundraiser. We want people to come out and support the actual event. It's free to the public for the event and for the big day, May 4th and 5th. People can come out, enjoy some live music, donate if they want, just participate. It's great.
Samantha Young, again, representing Brazos County Relay for Life, visiting with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.